I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Doug, this is African American History Month, and you have brought us some compelling audio about a particular aspect of the civil rights movement of the early 60s.
A few years ago, the Nunn Center partnered with the Kentucky Human Rights Commission and the University of Kentucky Office of Community Engagement to document inductees to the Kentucky Civil Rights Hall of Fame, a powerful oral history project. And one of those interviews particularly stood out, an interview with Charles Neblett from Russellville, Kentucky.
And why is he in the Hall of Fame?
In one word, music. Music has always been a powerful form of protest in this country, going really back to the beginning. But in particular, we associate music with the civil rights movement. And in the civil rights movement, Charles Neblett played a big role, musically speaking. He was part of a group called the Freedom Singers. The Freedom Singers were set up by the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, as a form of outreach, really. This musical group would travel around and work with activists and work with communities and work with groups, really in the form of music. The original members of the Freedom Singers included Cordell Reagan, who really was the founder of the group, Bernice Johnson Reagan, Ruth Mae Harris, as well as Charles Neblett. One thing that really stands out in this interview is when Neblett speaks directly to the power of music in the civil rights movement.
I'll just tell you about the songs first so you understand it. You know, we had songs like, it came out some spiritual, like, I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. See, when you get on the picket line, you face the Klan and all that kind of stuff, you gotta sing. And you tell them, I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around. Turn me around, ain't gonna let nobody. Turn me around, I'm gonna keep on a marching, keep on a talking, marching up that freedom land. And you keep singing. And before you know it, you sing what you're doing. And a lot of times we'd be in churches, and when the sheriff would come in with his dogs in the church, you're having a mass meeting, people would start singing, and some kids start singing. I ain't scared of your dog, cause I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I want freedom. I ain't scared of your dog, cause I want my freedom. And I want my freedom now. Then a lot of people start singing. Then somebody said, I ain't scared of your gun, cause I want my freedom. And everybody starts saying, I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I ain't scared of your gun, cause I want my freedom. And I want my freedom now. And then the whole church just starts singing. And through that singing, it dispelled the fear. Everybody was telling about what they were going to do and what they wanted to do, what was on their mind. And then you see the fear transfer to the person with the dog and with the gun, because they're confronted with all these people at one voice and in one mind and one purpose, and they don't know what to do.
A powerful example of music bringing people together.
And it's not just bringing people together. I think it's also bringing people together to really make significant change.
And you can access this and other interviews where?
All the interviews in this project are searchable online, KentuckyOralHistory.org. It's the Kentucky Civil Rights Hall of Fame Oral History Project.
And this is also the topic of one of your podcasts.
Yes. So we have an episode of The Wisdom Project that features music in the civil rights movement here in Kentucky. You can get that podcast wherever you get podcasts.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest on Saving Stories. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.